Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're in Sechah Shabbos, Daf Ches. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, if one throws a reed basket, a kaveris, from Rishus Yachid into Rishus Rabim, and the basket is 10 tefachim high but not 6 tefachim wide, he's liable because the basket is considered an object that was transferred. But if the basket is 6 tefachim wide, he's exempt because any object that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide is large enough to be considered a reshus, not an object. The reason is that the only throwing done in the Mishkan was specifically for small objects, when the craftsmen threw small needles to one another. Therefore, larger objects have the din of a reshus, not as an chafetz, not as an object, and therefore one is not liable. Now, the reason why a round basket, according to Bai, needs to be 6 tefachim is so that it can contain a rectangular object that is at least 4 tefachim wide. Rava, on the other hand, said even if the object is less than 6 tefachim wide, the person is exempt, because it's impossible that some slivers of the basket don't extend up above 10 tefachim, resulting in some of the basket in a makom patur. And to be liable for transferring, one must place the entire object within the domain. By the way, Abai considers the slivers of basket that extend above 10 tefachim as insignificant. Point number two, Ula said if there's a post 9 tefachim high in Rishus Rabim, and the public uses it to adjust their burdens on it, and then went through an object 4 amos away and it landed on the top of the post, the person is liable since the top has the status of a Rishus HaRabim. He explains that if an object in Rishus HaRabim is less than 3 tefachim high, people tread upon it, and therefore it's considered part of Rishus HaRabim. If the object is between 3 and 9 tefachim high, and the public neither treads upon it nor uses it to adjust their burdens on it, then it's either a karmelis if it's 4 tefachim wide, or a makom patur if it's less than 4 tefachim wide. And point number three, Rav Yudah said, if one lifts one end of a bundle of reeds, zirzu dekane, from the ground, and topples it forward, then lifts the second end from the ground, and topples it forward, and does this numerous times until the bundle has been moved 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, he's not liable until he lifts both ends of the bundle simultaneously and transports it 4 amos. It's not considered nekira until both ends have been lifted from the ground simultaneously. So let's review. Abai said, if one throws a reed basket of kaveris into Rishus HaRabim, and the basket is 10 tefachim wide, but not 6 tefachim wide, he's liable because the basket is considered an object that was transferred. But if the basket is 6 tefachim wide, he's exempt, because any object that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide is large enough to be considered a reshus, not an object. The reason is that the only throwing done in the Mishkan was specifically for small objects, when the craftsmen threw small needles to one another. Therefore, larger objects are considered a reshus, and one is not liable. Now, the reason why a round basket needs to be 6 tefachim wide is so that it can contain a rectangular object that is 4 tefachim wide. Rava said, on the other hand, that even if the object is less than 6 tefachim wide, he's exempt because it's impossible that some slivers of the basket don't extend up above 10 tefachim, resulting in some of the basket in a makom patur. And to be liable for transferring, one must place the entire object within the domain. And Abai considers the slivers of basket that extend above the 10 tefachim insignificant. Point number two, Ula said, if there's a post 9 tefachim high in Rishus HaRabim, and the public uses it to adjust their burdens on it, and one threw an object 4 amos away and it landed on the post, the person is liable since the top has the status of Rishus HaRabim. He explains that if an object in Rishus HaRabim is less than 3 tefachim high, people tread upon it, and therefore it's considered part of Rishus HaRabim. If the object is between 3 and 9 tefachim high, the public neither treads upon it, nor, if they don't use it to adjust the burdens on it, it's either a karmelis if it's 4 tefachim wide, or a makom patur if it's less than 4 tefachim wide. And finally, point number three, Rav Yudah said, if one lifts one end of the bundle of reeds, zirzu dekane, from the ground, and it topples it forward, and then it lifts the second end from the ground and topples it forward, and does this numerous times until the bundle has been moved 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, he's not liable until he lifts both ends of the bundle simultaneously and transports it 4 amos. It is not considered nekira until both ends have been lifted from the ground simultaneously. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Daf Ches is Challah. Challah, so here we go. The baker tried to adjust his heavy 10 tefachim high, 6 tefachim wide basket of challahs on a 9 tefachim post in Rishus HaRabim, but eventually gave up and started toppling one end of the basket after the next across town. Once again, in slow motion. The baker tried to adjust his heavy 10 tefachim high, 6 tefachim wide basket of challahs. Oh, challahs? That means we're on Daf Ches. Let's review. The baker tried to adjust his heavy 10 tefachim high, 6 tefachim wide basket of challahs, which reminds us of the case of the kaveris of the reed basket. Abai said, if one throws a reed basket, Kaveris Intuish is rubbing. The basket is 10 falchim high, but not 6 falchim wide. He's low because the basket is considered an object that was transferred. But if the basket is 6 falchim wide, he's exempt because any object that's 10 falchim high and 4 falchim wide is large enough to be considered a reshus, not an object. The reason is that the only throwing done in the Mishkan was specifically for small objects when the craftsmen threw needles to one another. Therefore, larger objects are considered a reshus and one is not liable. The reason why a round basket needs to be 6 falchim wide is so that it can contain a rectangular object that is 4 falchim wide. Rava said that even if the object is less than 6 tefachim wide, he's exempt, because it's impossible that some slivers of the basket don't extend up above 10 tefachim, resulting in some of the basket in a makom patur. To be liable for transferring, one must place the entire object within the domain. And Abai considers the slivers of the basket that extend above 10 tefachim insignificant. So the baker tried to adjust his heavy 10 tefachim high, 6 tefachim wide basket for chalas on a 9 tefachim post, which reminds us that Ula said, if there's a post 9 tefachim high in Rishus HaRabim, and the public uses it to adjust their burdens on it, and one threw an object 4 miles away and it landed on the post, the person is liable since the top is the status of Rishus HaRabim. He explains that if an object in Rishus HaRabim is less than 3 tefachim high, people tread upon it, and therefore it's considered part of Rishus HaRabim. If the object is between 3 and 9 tefachim high, the public neither treads upon it, and if they don't use it to adjust their burdens on it, it's either a karmelis, if it's 4 tefachim wide, or a makom patur, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide. So the baker tried to adjust his heavy 10 fucking high, 6 fucking wide basket of challahs on a 9 fucking post in Rishus HaRabim, but eventually gave up and started toppling one end after the next across town. Which reminds us, the Rav Yehuda said, if one lifts one end of the bundle of reeds, zeros of the kane, from the ground and topples it forward, then lifts the second end from the ground and topples it forward, and does this numerous times until the bundle has been moved 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, he is not liable until he lifts both ends of the bundle simultaneously and transports it 4 amos. It's not considered Nakira until both ends have been lifted from the ground simultaneously. So once again, the simon is, the baker tried to adjust his heavy 10 tefachim high, 6 tefachim wide basket of challahs on a 9 tefachim post in Rishus HaRabim, but eventually gave up and started toppling one end after the next across town. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichru, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.